incumbent Michael Bennett, he's of course an appointed senator, was in a tough intra-party battle. President Barack Obama had clearly picked sides and was backing Bennett over his challenger Andrew Romanoff, and it looked like this race was pretty close. In the end, it turned out not to be so close. I think it was 8 points by which Bennett won. If he hadn't won, it would have been a real embarrassment. The White House knew it. They were primed for it. I was talking just yesterday with a senior Obama political advisor who was very nervous, and they knew that if Bennett had stumbled, it would have been not just his defeat, but seen as a defeat for Obama, because Obama had been out to Colorado time and time again and made it clear his choice. So anyway, they got some good news for a change, and they've needed it.
It is said that by the president, that what he was able to do in 2008 was make his personal narrative a narrative of the country. He clearly did that. What narrative would the president like for the country to see going into these midterms and as a precedent to what the narrative might be in 2012?
Right. I mean, I think we have to look at this, as you asked, what he would like the narrative to be, but then also acknowledge that he is not succeeding right now in 2010 the way he did in 2008 of making his preferred narrative the way that most of the country has seen it. I think President